from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 16-year-old Fort Lee High School student's been arrested and charged with the attempted murder of another student on Tuesday morning. According to the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office, two teens got into a fight in the school bathroom. The suspect used a knife to stab the other teen several times in the neck, abdomen, back, and arm. Police were called to the scene. The school immediately placed on lockdown during the incident. The victim is hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and the suspect is in the county juvenile detention center, but it's not clear what started the fight. The White House is touting sweeping global tariffs that went into effect last night at midnight, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt saying Tuesday that, quote, the world is clearly responding to President Trump's approach.
American economic surrender is over. President Trump is no longer going to allow American workers and companies to be ripped off at the hands of foolish trade practices that shipped away millions of high-paying jobs and hollowed out communities across the country.
She added almost 70 countries have reached out to begin hashing out trade deals, though Trump has been vague as to whether all the tariffs were a negotiating tactic or a permanent policy shift. The war of words between Toms River Mayor Dan Roderick and several Ocean County commissioners over the homeless issue is escalating. The debate revolves around that pop-up cafe that rock singer Jon Bon Jovi and his JBJ Soul Foundation opened in the Toms River branch of the Ocean County Library. Roderick accuses county commissioners of going back on a promise he says they made to not draw more homeless to Toms River. County commissioners say Roderick has failed to engage in any meaningful discussion about addressing the homeless problem. We're hearing more from a movie theater owner in Bergen County's Washington Township about why he implemented a policy banning unaccompanied minors from seeing a Minecraft movie following an unruly incident that was captured in a viral TikTok video. The township theater owner Dave Rose says they did not think anything of it when kids kept showing up by themselves last week.
And what I'm finding out is apparently there was memes on TikTok that basically incite rowdy behavior based on things that the characters say.
He says the kids, numbering around 75, got rowdy, threw stuff, jumped on seats, squirted hand cream all over the place, and destroyed a row of seats. Rose adds that some parents even defended the kids. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 608 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Hey, it's cold out there. Most of New Jersey has frozen overnight as expected. Cold spot in the state, Sussex County's 23 degrees. April, ha. 36 degrees in Cape May is the warm spot. Only the coast really is above freezing here. So bundle up a little bit to start. Now, the good news is the wind today will be lighter than yesterday. It'll be sunny and dry and cool this afternoon. Highs make it to around 50. Clouds increase tonight. Chilly low temperatures in the mid-30s. Not as cold as last night. Tomorrow turns mostly cloudy with highs lower 50s. A dry start to your Thursday. Then showers fill in from midday through the afternoon. We'll see steadier to heavier rain move in on Friday, especially late day. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lollygon.com.
Right now, Phillipsburg 29 degrees. It's 28 in Princeton. Cherry Hill 33. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.